Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Hidden Life of Cecily Larson, a novel by Ellen Baker, performed by Cassandra Campbell. To my mom and dad. Prologue. Madeline. November 1924, Chicago. Joe Teague said he would marry her, but he didn't want some other man's brat hanging around. Though Joe Teague would love Cecily, Madeline just knew. He'd refused even to meet her.
"This is a whirlwind, darling," he'd told Madeline. "Get caught up in it or get tossed."
Now Cecily's little hand was hot and sticky in hers, as Madeline, clutching in her other hand a small suitcase packed with Cecily's extra dress, three little pairs of clean underwear, let anyone say Cecily didn't come from people who loved her, led her up the walk toward the imposing brick mansion. It had taken an hour and a half and four buses to get here, but the place looked as nice as Rosie from the dance hall had promised. Four stories, rows and rows of windows. That was good. There would be light. Which window would be Cecily's? Madeline didn't want to cry. She didn't want to upset Cecily. Only 3 weeks ago it was, when Joe Teague had pressed up too close, dance after 10-cent dance, then invited Madeline out for a late, late supper. He was wearing gold cufflinks and $6 shoes. She'd ordered the pork chops with mashed potatoes, sopping up the last of the gravy with a thick hunk of white bread, and he'd said he liked to see a girl with an appetite. Only 3 weeks ago, and now her life was about to change.
"I'll buy you a house in Oak Park, all right?" he'd promised. "I'll take you to see the Grand Canyon."
Madeline was 22 years old, and every day she was aware her looks wouldn't last forever. She crouched in the icy gravel drive and looked into the deep blue eyes of her daughter. Tommy's eyes. Madeline loved them. She caught one of Cecily's dark curls and twirled it around her finger. Her gloves were new, from Joe Teague. It wouldn't do for his wife-to-be to have holes in her gloves, he'd said.
"Don't you want to leave this whole sad chapter of your life behind?"
She straightened her daughter's wool cap, tugged at the front of the little hand-me-down coat. Oh, Joe Teague would see his mistake. Madeline would make him see. This was only temporary, today. He wasn't heartless. He was just a man. Men thought differently about things, but there were ways to set them straight. It just took a little time. And then he would welcome Cecily into their Oak Park home. They would be a family. A thin woman with gray curls poked her head out the front door of the mansion.
"May I help you?"
Madeline stood, alarmed, though she shouldn't have been. She rested her hand on the back of Cecily's head.
"Yes, my daughter."
The woman's face softened in sympathy.
"Come in out of the cold."
Madeline led Cecily forward. There were big pillars on either side of the door, tiny octagons of tile forming a pretty pattern on the stoop, a stained glass fleur-de-lis window in the door. A classy place, Madeline thought with satisfaction, though tears streamed down her face. The woman, in a brown sack of a suit, asked Cecily what her name was, and Cecily told her.
My husband died, Madeline said.
She had never been in such a soaring room before. Marble columns, a wide staircase that started in the middle of the room and split at a landing to go up in two directions. She had never felt so small.
I can't afford.
We see all sorts of women in your position, ma'am.
The woman did not seem unkind. She picked
Sample complete. Ready to continue?